Brianna Hernandez and Brianna Crawford were hugging outside the main entrance. Crawford had been outside for an hour looking for her friend.
We just found each other now. We lost each other because everyone, where we were standing at the smoothie shop. And when we heard the gunshots, everyone fell on top of each other and everybody lost each other.
Yeah.
As people ran in all directions, store gates began closing, further separating everyone.
The first thought in my mind was like someone dropped them because you don't want to think there's a shooting. Right, so I was like, all right, someone dropped something big, and they were like, get down. And I was like, oh no, like, something bad's happening.
Autumn Garcia and her mom, Dawn Drago, had been trying on clothes.
People, like, just dashed to the back, and I was like, what's going on? And then I heard someone say gunshot, and
we
I was
trying
like,
on jeans. Yeah. She was trying on jeans.
These are mine.
We were in the waiting room. No.
She's still wearing
her jeans are in the dressing room.
Heavily armed police made their way in and out of parts of the mall, clearing stores where people were sheltering in place. Outside, the crowd tried to tell them where people were.
They're in the downstairs Bath and Body Works. So when we went in there, they're in a storage closet.
Liz Remitar asked officers several times to help them find her son. She and her daughters had been in one store when the shots were fired. Her son and another.
It's like they're not on the same team. One cop is saying they're going out another way. Another cop is saying, I don't know which way they're going. It's like, are y'all communicating with each other?
A few minutes later, her son, Radesh, walked out with a group of people who've been trapped in Victoria's Secret, their hands all in the air. His mom ran to hug him, thanking the employees who had been with him.
I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
He was making us feel better too, trust me. You have a great son.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel good, but thank you so much. God bless you.
Throughout the evening, police worked to get witness statements from anyone who heard or saw anything. Many employees said they were stranded, with items like car keys and phones still inside. On Sunday, the Lehigh Valley Mall reopened for business. This is the second shooting at the mall in 2 years. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.